My welcome to the Cub Scouts of PAC 61 and their parents and their troop leaders. Today the Cub Scouts are celebrating Priesthood Sunday. So all those scouts, I ask you also to pray for all of us priests. When you stop out at their table out there, they have a nice little image picture of three priests. Now, the guy in the middle with a beard, he's pretty good looking. But I don't know the other two guys. There's a rumor that one is Father Stokely and one is Father Chambers, but you got to look close to kind of pull that together, okay? So stop by the table and see the scouts out there. This past July, I ran into one of my grade school classmates. I had not seen him for years. I mean, like, probably 50 years. Now, when we were in grade school, Harry, we'll call him Harry, he was kind of like a blah person, to tell you the truth. He wasn't an athlete, he wasn't a scholar, he wasn't a musician, he wasn't an artist, he wasn't very personable. The only time we ever heard about Harry when he got in trouble. And as those of you who went to Catholic school in the old days know, the sisters were kind of pretty strict, and so they were forever saying, Harry, you're never going to be anybody. I ran into Harry just last summer. Confident, assured, professional, dad, grandpa, wonderful spirited guy. And you know what? He made a living founding a nonprofit organization to help the homeless in urban centers all around the country. Nobody in grade school looking at Harry would see Harry. And I said to myself, there is a homily in there, folks. A homily for us. See, the problem with the gospel story here is, in the time of Jesus, tax collectors like Zacchaeus, the people already had in the box. Like, stay out of their way, pay as little as you can afford, and don't trust them for anything because they're going to rip you off. So the man Zacchaeus is boxed in by the image and impression of the people around him. No good can come from a tax collector like Zacchaeus. That's the way the people in the villages and towns would have been looking at him. But Jesus comes along, and when he looks at Zacchaeus, he sees something much more. He sees in Zacchaeus a great capacity to grow and become a better person. His interest in getting himself involved in Zacchaeus' life transforms and changes Zacchaeus' life. He becomes a more honest, upright, generous, and faithful person because he's met by Christ. That happened to us. Today, I invite all of you parents to create an image of your grade school and high school children. And see beyond the limitations and the shortcomings and the failings and what they don't have all together yet to their great capacity for goodness and generosity and faithfulness in your adult lives. See the full truth of your children in the way Jesus, when he looks on them, sees them. Not just there. You husbands and wives, you brothers and sisters, you fellow believers, look again at one another and don't just see where we mess up or fail or don't measure up, but see with the eyes of Jesus the great capacity we have, even as adults, to continue to grow to become more of what God wants us to be. Don't box one another in. Don't shut down our image of one another, but open it up wide with all that Jesus sees when he comes into our lives. Harry was in a little box called Troublemaker. Zacchaeus was in a little box called Tax Collector. And too many of us, by our own doing, by the voice of those around us, are in little boxes, and we don't see our great potential in Christ to become more. When will we see one another? When will parents see their children? And husbands and wives see one another, and family members and neighbors see each other the way Jesus sees us all.